Welcome, everyone, to the Swolecast. We've got playoff games to talk about. Actually, I mean, I feel like these playoff games are pretty good. The show, I don't know how good it's going to be. Our salaries out. Does it even matter if the salaries are out if we can't enter the games? People say, I spent all that time creating six game lineups for FanDuel last week. If you listened to the show last week, we didn't do a FanDuel lineup. Coincidence? I don't know. You tell me. We're here to save you time and hopefully save you some money. It's the Swolecast here on Roto Grinders divisional round. That's coming up next. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast here in RotoGrinders.com. Different day, same time, but basically how it works now is Pete has gotten to the level where he is so big, he just kind of tells us every week what's going to happen. That's like
so big,
not going to happen this week, going to happen this week, different day, adjust accordingly. That's kind of how it has worked, and honestly, I'm okay with it. It's just a part of the growing pains.
I mean, Dave, as someone who, you know, has kids and incredibly healthy work-life balance. In fact, some would say your life balance is tilted way too far on the scales, Dave. Clearly, you can understand the things I've tried to juggle with a baby daughter and my parents coming into town this week.
I do. I, you know, it is the dad life does come in with a set of like pre-built excuses. And you have had no problem adjusting to using those. So we are going to get on to this week. I want to know, Tuttle, did you have any lineups last week in FanDuel? I feel like you're the only one that regularly plays FanDuel. So did you have any six game lineups on Saturday?
Same highest ROI I've had on FanDuel all season. So I'm canceling those lineups and getting $100 credit for them.
How do you how do you even log in?
So it's very spotty. Yeah.
I don't even know if I have money on FanDuel right now because I'm locked out for security reasons.
Yeah.
Spoiler: you don't have money.
You probably tried too many times to do like the press and hold thing. I learned that one. So I had heard about this, the robot detection. I've done it before, press and hold, and it used to work for me before, but I've heard people having issues with it. And then probably like 2 weeks ago, I tried to do it. I did press and hold, didn't work, press and hold, didn't work, press and hold, didn't work. And then they locked my account for suspicious activity. But I'm back up and running and good to go.
FanDuel actually, they got me with the Christmas promotion where if you max entered NBA, they refunded you. The issue is they refunded you in site credit, but the site credit expired in a week. So then I had to max enter the next NFL slate and I went minus one. So I now don't have any, I now don't have any money on FanDuel because I max entered NFL last weekend and lost.
People say not to play it, but the action, like it's obviously a very inferior site, but the action is so much better.
This is how DK gets me though, is because they roll out all these promotions as far as enter this much, get back this, you know, site credit. And it just feels like you are trying to accomplish something. And by the end of it, you look like, I probably shouldn't have done that promotion.
I would guess they get you by the prize chest. Like I imagine Kitchen just sitting there every week, ready to open his prize chest.
I mean, I'm actually surprised by this because mostly how they incentivize people to play is by incentivizing you to lock in for multiple slates. You know, you get the achievements for playing every NFL slate all season or every golf slate all season or whatever. Like that's how they get me. Like I'm playing like round two showdown for the Sony Open because
that's on the DFS side
and you play every day. This David is getting the offers of like the sporadic user.
No, these are not DFS offers
or the sports betting.
These are the VIP offers, but I don't want to get too much into that. I'm not sure if there's any ex former DK Pro incentive there or not. But we do have a fun slate. I want to go ahead and get into the Overzet overview to start out, just so that we can set the table, because I'm not really sure what the menu even is this week.
Yeah, no, I've been poring over this slate for the past, 90 minutes since salaries were released, and I definitely have some high-level macro thoughts to really set the table for us here. Let's get right into it. None of us won $2 million over wildcard weekend, which means the Chase Karain Challenge is still live heading into the divisional round and the rest of our lives. Davis did 109 puppy drafts last Thursday.
Mitten.
The Huberman podcast is recommending some weird shit these days. People seem surprised that FanDuel has been canceling contests recently. Where was this outrage when our listener league went away, guys? Honestly, forget famously Smolcast listener league on FanDuel. I wish DraftKings would have canceled the spy contest for 17 straight weeks. That would have been a real boon for my bankroll. Devin, I'm going to need your assistance here. Tuttle was spotted at the gym this week.
Oh, my gosh.
I can tell that's not him because he's not wearing finger toes.
Yeah, look at those.
the five toes.
His calves are nice, but they're not that nice.
Yeah. And
it's been a while since I've been in a gym.
I think it's cool. I'm glad that this photo exists, but I do think it's time to, make our annual PSA, which is please don't approach us when we're working out. Despite our celebrity, we're normal people who just need our space when we're looking to get swole. So when you see Kitchen at the Planet Fitness, Davis at whatever bumfuck St. Louis Jimmy goes to, just leave us alone. All right. We're trying to get our pump in.
Speak for yourself.
No, that's not true. I love me.
I love it too.
Yeah. Disregard that.
It adds like the endorphins to do the next superset that I've got going for sure.
We need to do a belated happy birthday to our very own Soccer Dave. I know Davis did a tweet. I forgot to say something, so I'm making it due right now. Dave, I just want to say you're a rock. You're our trunk, the man who breathed life into all of us here. Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. And as for the DFS slate, we did push this show up a day to accommodate me since my parents are coming into town and the salaries were indeed released a little over 90 minutes ago, which are just some of the pitfalls in being the first look show in the industry. You guys are just going to have to deal with it. Back to you, Dave.
No one else is doing it. No one else is doing what we're doing. The grind.
Who has the stones to come on here at 1:40 p.m. on a Tuesday and break down the slate comprehensively.
We made the decision to go live on Tuesday, even though we didn't know if salaries were going to go live.
It's been an interesting show.
Pete mentioned
Would the content have really, really changed that much if we didn't?
It wouldn't
have
suffered, but it's
available.
Easier to pretend when we have salaries to talk about.
It is. Yeah. It gives us a training wheels.
I would also like to say, shout out to Pat Karain and the other guy that won the million a few years ago. Name slipping my mind, but
chess player.
Yeah. We had a pretty good lineup last week. Had Gabe Davis in it.
Didn't cash in the Guinness free roll.
You needed to like nut up last week. There were very few spots that missed.
Schultz. Yeah. So
here, I'll put it on screen, Devin, because I was looking at this because I was like, yeah, we had Hawkinson and Gabe.
It's amazing, actually, how high scoring the stuff was. I mean,
everything hit.
Like Josh Allen
was the only one.
Like if you played Josh Allen doubles, like you didn't win shit. You played Josh Allen, Gabe Davis, Dawson Knox. You got a bunch of fire flames that you lost. Like you lost by so much.
The winning lineup. Brock Purdy to Debo, bring it back with Metcalf, Dobbins, Barkley, Diggs, Gerald Everett needed him at tight end, double tight end with Hawkinson, and he took a zero at Bucks D, but that was what he needed.
Amazing.
Vandy. Nice. So as far as like the whole Purdy thing, Pete, where are you on the Purdy stuff? Because I can't imagine like taking a stance as much as you did in the best ball playoff stuff against Purdy and then him just roasting roasting you right out of the gate. So where are you right now on Purdy?
First of all, this entire conversation has gotten bastardized here, granted, because of a clip. My whole deal with these Purdy drafters is they were taking him as a one-off Purdy. And the whole thought is, if the Niners go to the Super Bowl, how are you fucking winning? There's going to be the CMC teams and the Kittle teams that are going to crush you. So I was pro Purdy. I have lots of Purdy teams advancing on the gauntlet. I wasn't pro taking Purdy as your second QB with no other Niners, which these drafters seem to do in every other draft. So, Dave, I just need to get that cleared out.
What's actually insane, though, is that the 49ers drafters could have built even better teams because the Cowboys guys all scored more other than McCaffrey and added a more cost-effective way, too. I don't even know how
you don't know that until next week, though, right?
I mean, but think about this, though. You could have gone into a draft and said, I'm going to draft my five Eagles, but I'm also going to draft five Cowboys. You could have done just NFC only onslaughts and actually set up unique teams and could have been live for the Super Bowl. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, so I did 12 of these, so I'm kind of an expert on them. And
Tuttle got hooked after everyone was talking about it. I could tell because he was looking for strategy sessions.
Yeah, and I got the roster requirements completely wrong. I thought you started two running backs.
Yep.
Three wide receivers. So, it's not great out there. I think I got three Tuttle, but only one live team.
Buddy, I would trade places with you. I draft 246 teams. I'm not proud of what I did.
I wasn't exaggerating.
The Purdy stuff was wild. I'll back over Zed here. The Purdy stuff was crazy.
Yeah. Well, it was you. This is how it happens, though, right? Like, it happens where you say something, you're pretty adamant about it, and then it just escalates into a bit, and then you perpetuate the bit. So I'm not having a ton of sympathy for you. Well, you're acting like the victim about here. Well, here's my Twitter fantasy.
On Peter doing a bit, Dave.
Yeah.
No, it's just like I'm happy for all the people who got to be in my mentions saying, you know, real glad I raw dogged Purdy, you idiot. So I'm glad that all of you guys enjoy your fucking min caches. I'm so stoked for all of you.
So here's the thing, though. I thought Purdy was just a guy, and Shanahan's making him look good. San Francisco's making him look good. The Ayuk drop in the end zone where Purdy did the shimmy shake with the shoulders. That was
Mind. Is Brock Purdy better than Zach Wilson? Yes. Is the market really buying it that much? I think if you look at them only being favored by four against Dallas, I think the market is saying they're not buying the big cock Brock stuff as much.
I thought that line was going to be six or seven for sure. Yeah.
What it's really doing is giving us a third season of is Trey Lance the guy in San Francisco? I mean,
Trey Lance younger than Brock Purdy, David.
Right. But what are people going to do this all? It's going to be a thing.
It's not tough. It's going to be exactly what we just did. It's happening again. Brock Purdy is going to be the backup quarterback or be on a different team. My stance has been Brock Purdy will not be the week one starting quarterback at the 49ers unless they literally win the Super Bowl. And maybe even then.
No chance. That's just, if they win the Super Bowl, what has Trey Lance done, Davis, except, test all of the physical therapy machines in San Francisco?
He's been aggressively drafted in fantasy leagues. Yeah, that's what he's done.
They traded multiple first round picks to get him. He's 22 years old. He is. And this has been, it's like we've already seen them do this with Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy was basically fine. He's basically never been bad as the quarterback of the 49ers. But the thesis is that you need someone who is not the executor, but the creator in the offense. And that's the whole idea behind Trey Lance.
All right. Who starts week one next year for the 49ers? Lance, Purdy, or the field?
I think the smart money is on Purdy right now.
Okay. Davis?
Yeah, I'd take.
If you gave me plus.
No, one... no, Davis. Just no. Don't try to back your way out of this take.
Well, I'm saying I'm taking Lance, but to bet money on it, I would need odds.
And I think it's Purdy, and I think it's the opposite of what Davis said. I think this specific offense only needs an executor. They don't need
it's why they're not going to make the Super Bowl again this year, because Hurts is a creator, not an executor. And same for Dak, honestly, too.
But we don't know what Lance is, that, and we know he's a fringe shot at being.
You gotta understand the thesis behind the play, Tuttle.
How about this, guys? For fantasy purposes, Tom Brady to the Jets, Trey Lance to the Buccaneers. We have a grand old time next year.
I don't want Trey Lance with any coach other than Shanahan. I do not think I want to see what a Byron Leftwich Trey Lance offense looks like.
Unfortunately, Shanahan doesn't want Trey Lance with anyone other than himself. It doesn't seem
It turns out Shanahan actually wanted Mac Jones, and he just got bullied into taking Trey Lance.
If this show happened, like, you know, 20 something years ago, Davis would be pining for Drew Bledsoe to still be the Patriots starter instead of this
not,
new
not
kid.
Analogous. Not Tom analogous. Brady.
Objection, Your Honor. Not analogous.
Leading the witness. Irrelevant. All right. So let's talk about some of the games we're excited about. I hate that the Jags won. I'm just going to be honest. I hate that the Jags won.
I bet
it has
on
nothing
the
to do being with the Titans stuff. It was
I
just
bet
I
on the Jaguars and fell asleep. I got 16-1, and then I fell. I was like, I'm not staying up to watch this.
It's a more fun game though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
This week, yeah.
Kitchen, if it makes you feel better, yeah. The Titans would have beat that Chargers team. Oh. Josh Dobbs and the Titans would have beat that Chargers team. That's how bad they are.
They almost did the first time.
The Chargers would have lost to whatever team they were playing. The Chargers would have lost to the Houston Texans, and that's probably just they were destined. I mean, the Chargers are the most unserious poverty organization in the NFL. Like, they are just they're horrible, man. They are cursed, and they are complainers. They all complaining after the game, like, hey, maybe don't lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs if you want to complain.
Who's the coach at San Diego next year?
Well, it looks like it's
going to be
Staley.
Offensive coordinator? It's Staley, well, for sure. Almost for sure.
They're the Los Angeles Chargers, not the San Diego Chargers. And still have their head coach. They fired their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Kitchen hasn't got to check Roto-World this morning.
No, I did, because Davis was like, I don't know if this is the job that you want if you're an offensive coordinator.
Think about that.
They were talking about Sean Payton joining the Chargers, so that's why I was
asking.
That's
not happening. But think about this. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm too big of a hater. So let me throw this out.
When has Davis ever started a hot take with maybe I'm wrong?
Okay, so you're a hot, young, up-and-coming offensive coordinator, and you know if you have a good year, close your eyes. You're an up and coming offensive coordinator, maybe a Kellen Moore type, something like that. You know, if you go have one good year, maybe make the AFC Conference Championship with the Chargers, you can put your name in for a head coaching job. But you also know that if Herbert just does exactly what he just did for 17 games again, you're getting blamed and you're in Freddie Kitchens, Pat Shurmur, like, never going to get a head coaching job, or at least for like 5 years, you're not going to get a head coaching job. Is the Chargers job offensive coordinator really appealing?
Now that you say it, and I've thought through all those scenarios, fuck it, I'm going to Thailand.
It is appealing. It is appealing. 100%. It is appealing.
Would you rather go there
or to Tennessee?
Do I get to choose who my quarterback is?
Yeah,
don't forget, In-N-Out is coming to Tennessee as well, so that level.
I mean, obviously the Chargers' job is better, but I unironically think it would be exciting to have the Titans offense and be like, we basically have a full offseason of like, bring in whatever quarterback you want. Whatever wide receiver you want in the second round, we're taking that dude. Like, I actually think that's kind of an interesting job. And because you know,
key part with the offensive line there, bud.
Here's the other thing though, is Vrabel is not going to mess with you. Vrabel doesn't care what the offense does. You think Mike Vrabel cares about what the offensive coordinator is doing? He just lets that dude live his best life, guaranteed. Mike Vrabel does not care about offense.
All right. Game that we're most excited about this week, what is it?
San Francisco-Dallas.
Pete?
Cincinnati-Buffalo.
Yeah, same here.
That just makes me nervous. I just feel anxiety for everyone involved in that game.
Casey Jacksonville.
Really? That's a contrarian one.
Well, I think it's going to be the most fun offensively.
Highest over under.
Yeah. I think I actually, uh, not to get the hand in the dirt too much here, but I think the whole offensive line stuff with Cincy makes that game less appealing.
And what, how about the fact that the Bills have no good pass catchers? Like, is that ever going to become an issue for them, or are they just going to keep winning all these games by the?
The Bills have no good pass catchers.
Where's this take coming from, Davis?
Did you mean to say that?
They have like Stephon Diggs. Gabe Davis is a very good deep threat, but he's like not a technician.
Dawson Knox.
Yeah.
Cole Beasley.
I think the fact that they've cycled through all these dudes, McKenzie, Shakir, Beasley, John Brown, that they've cycled through all these dudes is like an indication that they know there's something missing outside of Diggs.
Chiefs have the same problem. It's not slowing them down.
Well, they have a better quarterback.
Okay.
No, I do actually mean this. I like everyone involved, Bengals fans, Bills fans, both the quarterbacks that coach. I just am nervous for everyone involved in Cincinnati, Buffalo. It just that just feels like such a like a huge game to have to play in the divisional round.
I mean, there's a few big matchups. I feel like Dallas, San Francisco is a big matchup.
I'm shocked by this line being at 4. That is like actually wild to me. I
hammered that Niners -4 the second I saw it. Apparently, I'm not the smart money moving lines.
If that's the case, I'm going to wait for the line to get a better number on the Cowboys.
Who knew that Pete was such a Purdy guy, just immediately hammering the 49ers?
I think San Francisco's the better team, but I think Cowboys actually win that.
Really?
Ooh.
Are you calling for the Brock Purdy meltdown game?
I am. It just hasn't happened. Like, he hasn't had to – he hasn't been forced in, like, a big spot.
Yet. The Debo Samuel touchdown is some of the most laughable defense. Like, Debo just catches it in the middle of the field and kind of just, like, walks into the end zone. It was, like, unbelievable.
I mean, look at the game logs of opponents he's faced. Like, it's unreal. The
Dak was feeling it, though. I don't think it comes down to as much Purdy as, like, what Dak are we going to see?
Bad Dak game, and they're just like drawing 100% dead.
Right. But like last night, like he looked good.
Well, I thought the other interesting thing too was that the Cowboys actually did what all dipshit fantasy football touts said they were going to do, which is it's finally a big game. Can't mess around. Pollard played the most snaps he's ever played in a game that Elliott was active for. I think he had 12 touches to Zeke's 4 in the first half. It's like every dumb person like me for years has been saying, like, this is what they should do. And finally, in a game that actually mattered, they did it.
The other thing about the Niners secondary is they've been getting tattooed by alpha wide receivers. So Devontae Adams got him, then DK Metcalf, which means Michael Gallup could have a huge game.
not the beta CeeDee Lamb.
Are you
not going to give me my due for the close your eyes Dalton Schultz bit? Dave, I stole your bit to have Pete understand how good of a play Dalton Schultz was last
week. You nailed that one, man. I thought we were going to win a milli.
I thought we were finally going to get out of this town.
No, we're still here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, so who is going to be the most played between Mahomes, Allen, and Hurts, right? Because that's
go ahead and open up DraftKings while we talk about this. DraftKings.com.
Are you telling the listeners to, or are you telling Devin, or who are you telling to open up DraftKings?
Everybody.
Do you want me to screen share?
We're going to create a lineup. Usually the producer screen shares, but I don't care who screen shares. You can screen share.
I'll screen share. I mean,
you did make us move a whole day earlier, so it'd be nice. Thank you.
I just want everyone to know that. Participants must be 21 plus to enter the 5K Guinness Time Challenge. Who's your number one draft pick, guys?
Drought pick.
Looking at team.
A drought is what our DFS scores look like, Davis.
unironically pressing to try and win $2 million is like not a particularly good gambling strategy.
I normally only play like the 20 maxes and the mini max for showdown stuff. And last night I was firing at the million. I was like, I got to chase Kareem.
Yeah.
That bit can get you behind quick.
It's not a bit. It's not a bit anymore. This is now. This is now like become like part of my personality. It's not. It's not a joke anymore.
Part of my personality.
I love how it took you like 10 years to finally chase big GPPs.
You know,
now,
I was fine.
Like,
now
I'm
going to
try. Now I'm going to try to win the big one
here, Davis. Or David.
Yeah.
Well, both.
Here's
of you
the thing yeah. Is like winning $50,000 on a weekend. Most weekends, like, yeah, good week. You know, that was a good, that set me up for the year. All good. $50,000 is not a drop in the $2 million bucket, Dave. Like, we just got to be chasing larger fish.
Yeah.
Why don't you go first, Dave?
I think the bigger thing is just to attach your brands to Pat and milk whatever, you know, income comes in from that.
We're going the other way. Like we're trying to difference ourselves with him and then have a cooler story when we win $2 million is the path we're trying to take.
Yeah, see, I think as close friends of Pat's, you guys have misstepped in not giving him the free PR move of doing the tweet where he donates to heart research or something like that.
Sure. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I feel like that's an easy, easy PR move right there.
I mean, we can't even talk to him. We have to direct everything through his lawyers these days. But
well,
yeah, definitely.
What Davis and I are going to do is however much he donates, we're going to donate $1 more when we win $2 million.
All right. Let's talk about quarterbacks. Who's the most owned quarterback on this slate?
Well, Devin, we need to click over to the four gamer. But I think Allen ends up being.
This is the four gamer.
Well, Mahomes.
No, Devin, the other four gamer.
You're on the. It's because you're on the blitz projections. You got to do.
Cardi will get these out on Saturday afternoon. Everyone just hold
go back. It's even worse on the Archie.
Go back to the blitz projections. This is how early we're doing the show. This is
the show was released 90 minutes ago. In all fairness,
this show's going to be so evergreen. I can tell.
So that's why I've got it pulled up on. I didn't want to say anything because like, well, maybe they did do it. But that's why I've actually got DraftKings pulled up and not Lineup HQ. Yeah. Lineup HQ will be up and ready, and you won't lose. Okay. Games that we create for.
Well,
so,
why don't you make your pick?
No, I'm asking you guys who the most owned quarterback is going to be.
I think Allen.
I was going to say Allen.
I think Allen or Hurts probably.
Tuttle the
maybe
King.
Mahomes. People get up to Mahomes.
I have no idea.
I think that
I would guess Mahomes was my first guess.
He's,
but I think
here's the thing though. Your confidence with stacking him is so low.
You don't. Right. You don't have to stack them to people who play McKinnon. Juju's cheap. Kelsey's going to be stone chalk because of the tight end position.
Yes.
And the way DraftKings, I did look at DraftKings pricing. Thank you very much. Wide receiver, very, very, a lot of value options. So I think
the pricing,
Kelsey, and then cheap receivers is going to be the build.
Okay, so let's do Burrow.
I just got a message from Cardi, and he's actually going to use this build to set the baseline median projection here so we can actually set the projections with this lineup.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, jeez. I mean...
Dave, you gotta steer the ship, man, that you are hosting this program. Yeah. Who's picking?
We're talking QBs.
Building a team.
Right.
I mean, I do think Burrow basically has like 3 points less of a ceiling than all those guys, but will be the lowest owned by far. I could maybe even see people are going to jam Purdy, right? Like the non-opto bros, the hand builders, aren't they clicking Purdy?
Oh, they're
why would they jam Purdy? I mean, he is 5,400, but
45 fancy points.
Kitchen
floor,
why
floor projection?
You now are understanding the logic we've had. Why are people jamming Purdy? Don't ask why. Just know what's going to happen.
I'm just saying, Dak is only 700 more.
See, no, I think this discussion is why. So, you like the original question was who's going to be highest owned. I think it's going to be very spread out.
Spread out. I agree.
I don't think we're going to see like an actual absolute stone chalk QB this week.
I want to see like what the difference is that you could get up from, you know, a Dak to a Mahomes, like in a 2v2, like what that difference would be.
And if it's like a Christian Kirk versus Tyler Boyd or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I just feel with the Cowboys, it's like if you want to get all the points, you don't need Dak. Just play Pollard and Gallup. You know, just play those two and you'll get them all.
Peter is just like neglecting.
He's hung on to the bit.
Yeah, he just
that's CeeDee outscored Gallup anyway.
Sorry, Schultz. That was disrespectful.
Yeah, Dalton's the real alpha.
Let's stack Burrow with T. Higgins. T. Higgins too cheap, 5,800.
Burrow and T.
So this is where we need you to get in the mind of the guy that created all the drama with the hit on DeMar Hamlin. Going back, is there going to be an emotional?
I unironically think that both of these teams do seem a little bit off since that thing. Like, I don't, maybe that's like pop psychology or whatever, but well, it just seems weird, man.
Well, just think about it. I mean, how old is T. Higgins?
24, I think.
We got a 23. We got a 23-year-old guy who just had like an extremely traumatic event against his exact same team. Price wise, he's the guy that stood out to me. But yeah.
I go the other way though, as far as like from an emotional angle. If you talk to Bengals fans, all of them are super pissed on how this played out from like the playoff scenario advantage.
They are
and stuff.
The Bengals
they're fired up, man. Like they're coming with their A game here.
Mixon did the coin toss celebration.
Yeah, that was a good bit.
I also like one of the reasons why I like the Manning cast, or at least clips from the Manning cast, like I can't watch a whole first quarter when Prime is on there.
I can't watch an entire NFL game. I'm too busy.
No, I'm saying like I would rather Troy and Joe Buck on the call for the majority of the game. Sometimes if the guest is good, I'll switch over to the Manning cast. But I don't know if you saw the clip of where Peyton Manning was like, one of the biggest myths is that like halftime adjustments for quarterbacks. He's like, all they do is go in there, get an orange slice, say the coach says, all right, everybody take a piss and let's get it back out there. Like he was just saying there's no such thing for quarterbacks as like a halftime adjustment. Like you're continually making adjustments during the game. I kind of feel that way about this. Like Davis, you were never really an athlete in like a team sport like this where you're playing out in a game. Like it's probably different skateboarding, but I'm saying like once you get out there, it's an escape. It's an escape from like if you had like anxiety about something.
I hate to agree with David, but I actually do think he's probably right. It's like once you're in the rhythm, you're at the stadium, you've done your warm up. It just feels like every other football game you've played in your life. People, a lot of guys say that's why playing in the Super Bowl is so hard because it really disrupts your rhythm compared to a normal game. The halftime's way longer, the commercial breaks are way longer. It's just like the vibe is just so different. I don't think you're wrong. I more mean like probably like practice and stuff for them just got all askew. But anyways, yeah. T. Higgins at like 4% or whatever seems like a really strong play.
No, he's gonna be chalked, dude. at the price he's at.
He'll be optimal right now.
Yeah, at the price he's at, he's gonna be chalked. Yeah, he's gonna be very heavy.
You think he is that much easier of a click than Debo? He's right next to Debo.
I agree.
I think both those guys are gonna be
chalk. Easier. Yeah,
both those guys are gonna be chalk. Okay. It's gonna be the high end receivers that are underowned.
Well, if T and Debo just get jammed, I'm just gonna play Chase and Diggs and AJ Brown then.
Yeah, it's just figuring out how to do that is the difficulty. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be the high price.
Richie James and Isaiah Hodgins are like free. I'd take Isaiah Hodgins over T. Higgins straight up, bro.
All right. So Burrow and Higgins. Yeah, let's
Shakir.
Let's go with all right, Davis wants Shakir.
Global swap to Isaiah McKenzie if McKenzie plays.
What's going on with the McKenzie inactive? What was the reason for that?
He was hurt.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't some like we actually love what we've been seeing from Cole Beasley thing.
No. How much did Cole Beasley play, though? That would be...
Beasley played more than Shakir, very slightly.
Okay.
It was like one snap more.
Shakir had, like, two really good... Like, one he was wide open and Allen missed him, and then the other... Yeah. Oh.
All right.
Chipsky Lark. He's got a signed Isaiah Hodgins jersey card to sell me.
Nice.
We're only a few more weeks away from talking about cardboard on the Swolecast again.
Apparently, I've got a few Top Shot moments that are currently being used for challenges. That's what my emails are telling me.
I get that same email every day. I'm like, I don't even have enough moments for this to be.
I blocked NBA Top Shot from my email.
All right.
I unsubscribed a while ago.
So if we go Shakir, though, I feel like we have to go like stud wide receiver, like AJ Brown, someone who.
I'm down with the AJ Brown play. I feel like he'll go overlooked.
Yeah.
AJ Brown going up against his former Titans teammate, Adoree Jackson. If you need any more.
So which way do we play that? Do we think Jackson like knows the right way to shut him down, or do you think AJ Brown?
I think AJ is going to eat. When AJ wants to eat, he eats, and that's what's going to happen. The guy is just the alpha.
Well, I'm glad that he finally gets to play in a second playoff game. I think that's been a nice freedom for him.
Last year, he did play in the second playoff game because they had the bye.
It
didn't work out for him. All right. So, Tuttle, anybody else you want to add to this? Because I think you...
Yeah, I'm going in between trying to make this just a hard build for the rest of you guys. And
put baby just, in a corner.
And just doing the obvious tight end double stack just to get tight end out of the way.
Okay,
so it's either Hurst or I make some egregious high priced play.
Hurts is super cheap.
It does feel scary to me to full fade Chiefs, where I feel like we'd want one of McKinnon or Kelsey in this lineup.
Yeah, this lineup is begging for McKinnon, I think.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, you're gonna have a tough time fitting Kelsey in this lineup.
Yeah. Is
that's why it's either Hurst or I just
CH back at practice today. Mecole Hardman not at practice today.
Yeah,
we're not CH doing CH
activated from IR.
Doesn't matter, dude. He's not going to play.
Has he been activated from being shitty?
Yeah, I don't think he's been removed from the shit list.
I mean, didn't they use CEH? I know they used McKinnon last year in the playoffs, but didn't they also use CEH? Or am I making that up?
Maybe there was no.
Last year was the Darrell Williams chalk game that just got flamed by McKinnon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Jamar Chase here for the double stack.
Okay.
Alpha stack. To make his life more difficult.
All right. Well, we got McKinnon in there. All right. We need. I'm gonna go 100% snap share Daniel Bellinger.
Wait, did you go Chase or McKinnon?
Both.
Oh, Jamar Chase.
I told Devin to put McKinnon in there.
Okay, so Pete, you're up.
10,300 for a running back and a defense.
All right, like so if we did Chiefs defense, that gives us every running back except CMC or Barkley.
Why don't we do McCaffrey Jags D since we don't have
Mahomes. Davis, no offense, but you've already like you made a pick of Bellinger as well.
Mm.
And
yeah, actually, and McKinnon,
yeah, and Shakir. Like you've already three picks. You don't get any more picks than three.
We got so, Peter, but you got to save yourself 300 for the global swap you're doing to McKenzie.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Let's do. Yeah, are we gonna full fade this Dallas Sanford? No, let's put Pollard in. Let's do Pollard. And Cowboys D, let's correlate that. And then we leave a lot of money on the table. We could go Bellinger up to Knox.
Sure. Let's do that. Better correlation.
And then we have the 400 if we need it for the global swap. Beautiful lineup.
That's how it's done, folks.
All right. Let's talk about running backs real quick. You've got McCaffrey and Barkley in the same tier. Then you go down. You have Mixon and Travis Etienne in the same tier. And then you go down into I guess Pollard's in that territory as well. And then you go down to, like, the unknowns. Would these be the guys that you think might break a slate, Davis?
Can I just keep coming back to James Cook in these dumb slates? Like, it feels like I've, like, played James Cook, like, 6 weeks in a row, but he does. I mean, he looks so much better than Singletary, and it feels like they do need someone to run a little bit, so Josh Allen is not having to do it. Like, it just, a lot of their drives feel like Allen is like, shit, all right. If you want to do something right, you got to do it yourself. So he has to go run for 8 yards or whatever because the offense just ends up stalling. So I think they would like to run here against Cincinnati. I feel like a huge key on this slate is just going to be getting Barkley versus McCaffrey, right? Like whoever like crushes out of those two, I think is going to have a pretty good chance of being optimal.
The first game that Miles Sanders played against the Giants, he absolutely crushed. Like 140 yards rushing, a couple touchdowns. Let's see.
We got BDT going on here.
Yeah, Dave, but don't you know that that Boston Scott always scores against the Giants?
Yeah. Just saying, trying to figure out some of these lower price running backs that you could have to make unique teams with the high price wide receiver, since everyone's going to go mid to low wide receiver. I'm anxious in that.
It's probably two guys. Like once you get to Eli Mitchell, like you're just so far off the reservation if you go past that.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's probably true.
Yeah, I think chalk builds are going to be Etienne and Pollard, I think, based on pricing here.
I'm not really that interested in Pollard here, to be honest. And normally I love Tony Pollard.
Why not?
Why? People because of the defense?
I think that his path to getting there is like catching like 8 passes probably, and I don't know if how often that happens. Like it's in his range. Brock Purdy. this is a good bit.
Hire Silva to be our influencer.
Yeah.
Well, what about, we haven't mentioned Miles Sanders, right? He's the one guy floating in there. I have a feeling like once optimal.
I just mentioned him. We just did a whole thing.
His batter versus team performance.
Kitchen, just let me finish this. It was a bit.
Blame it on the kid real quick. The kid was crying in the background.
My parents are coming into town and it's just like really hectic around here, guys. My internet was cutting out.
I mean, I for whatever reason, Miles Sanders just does not make it move. I would so much rather play Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, Richie James stacks or whatever. I don't know.
Gainwell was in the lineup that vaulted me into the DraftKings Best Ball Championship.
Okay, that's definitely relevant to this conversation.
Good to know. Glad you said that.
Look, we got a lot of good drafters on the program, right? Liam was a champion.
Yeah.
Crane was a champion. Peter and I made Pomeranian finals. David finished 139th in the DraftKings Millionaire Maker.
Yeah.
Who's to say which one of these accomplishments is greater than the other?
We got two finals under my belt now. All right, let's move on. Well, first, ETN, yay or nay on him? Because I'm out. And I don't know if it's a Jags bias.
Why would you be out?
Because I feel like Kansas City is just going to wipe the floor with them.
I think they'll make it a little interesting. Like, I think there'll be a moment of, like, Evan Ingram just, like, dusting some poor Chiefs linebacker. And people are like, oh, the Jaguars, Mahomes is a fraud, blah, blah, blah. And then it's 38-14 and it's over.
I'm fairly confident no matter what projection you open up, once projections are posted and you sort by point per dollar like you like to, David, he's going to be the highest point per dollar.
I'd rather play Pollard than ETN.
No, the only reason
we are playing ETN is if the narrative is that Kansas City is also not going to score a lot and it's just going to be a low-scoring game.
ETN can get there, like, because they still run the ball. They were still running the ball down like 100 points to the Chargers.
But Davis, if you tell me that I can't play the big dog because he doesn't catch passes, you can't play ETN to win a million.
Big dog is $2,000 more than ETN on every slate.
BFD,
David just needs to learn the tout out of just saying he's going to be too high owned. I don't want to play him. Instead of trying to find these just terrible excuses, just say,
yeah.
He doesn't catch passes is a terrible excuse now. I said what I said.
I do think that will be the interesting thing with ETN, right? Because I do agree with Tuttle. Projections will put him in, but then people will be like negative game script, 9-point underdogs. He's not catching a ton of passes. That doesn't feel like a comfy
play. You guys are missing something, though. In everyone's head, ETN does catch passes. Like when I think of Travis Etienne, I literally still think of him as catching passes at Clemson. Like just the fact that he has not done that for like 1 second of his NFL career does not stop my brain from thinking, like, oh, he can catch 4 or 5 passes.
He doesn't have a single game this year with more than 3 receptions. That's wild.
Buddy, buddy. Tell it.
Down 27 last week and had one target.
Okay, but down 27 last week and he was still on the field, attempts. Right? That's the thing. He was.
Well, yeah, but is his 16 points making it move for you this week? So here's the other options.
We're not. It's not a situation where we have a running back that hasn't caught passes yet and there's a clear pass catching back on the team, right?
Right.
He's going to be in a spot to be able to catch passes or dump downs at the end of the game if they're playing from behind. They're not throwing Jamichael Hasty in there if they're down 14 in the fourth quarter.
Fact. They'll just throw it to Evan Engram and whoever else.
I mean, Jamichael Hasty played 9 snaps in that game. Like ETN has like a stone locked in like one of the best roles.
What does the DVP say about the Chiefs? Where are they softest?
Everywhere. Their defense is terrible. they have good pass rushers. That's it.
Okay, actually, this is really funny because I just did sort by this. Kansas City Chiefs have allowed the most receptions to running back position so far this season.
You thought about it, bro?
Hey, Devin, we're getting raided. Thank you. 69mega.com. Find your love in town today.
I actually used them to find my love.
That's actually Tuttle. all right. So before we move on to wide receiver.
I'm just not playing either of those cucks, and I'm playing McKinnon and James.
I'm with
Stoke.
You. I'm with you. Well, not with that. C-Mac versus Barkley, pick one. Pete?
C-Mac.
Never Davis. Barkley. Never Barkley, dude.
Tuttle?
Yeah, C-Mac.
Oh, sounds like Barkley's a contrarian play this week. All right, moving on to wide receiver.
Barkley is just fancy Derrick Henry these days.
We have so much material for next week's show already. If things don't.
And by the way, I am going to need to move that one kitchen.
Just right now, just let us know. Just let us know what.
Yeah,
it is.
I will kitchen. I'm a good communicator like that.
Yeah, thank you. So let's move to wide receiver. Pick one high end wide receiver, Davis.
AJ Brown. AJ Brown, 8 for 143 and 2.
Pete?
I would pick the one that Davis did, but that's not interesting television. I will go with the chalk Stephon Diggs pick. Not chalk in that the sense, but the best.
But you can say you agree with Davis. I mean,
I would rather not.
I get it. All right.
Maybe I should leverage Davis's pick with a Devonta Smith. So if
yeah,
we're
there you
directionally
go.
Accurate. Yeah.
Tuttle.
Yeah, I mean it's AJ Brown.
No one. Okay. I just am realizing, like, literally, no one's playing Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith is going to be. Oh man, gonna have to deposit more. Gonna have to deposit more. This is a good slate to go all in. We're so close.
He's not going to be owned because of that price tag.
Literally,
if you want your 4% play, there's your 4%.
Not one person is clicking him in over AJ Brown or CeeDee Lamb or Jamar Chase or Stephon Diggs. I actually love that they did that. A little bit of DraftKings social experiment pricing, Dave.
Love it. All right, give us the wide receiver low to mid that's going to win someone a milli, Pete. Yay or nay on Noah Brown?
Well, it's too soon to ask me about Noah Brown. Okay, right?
Yeah. That was a shot. That was a shot. I did.
Yes.
Wait,
people
why?
Who don't know, I had a 5-leg pick'em last night on Underdog that was a half yard short from Noah Brown to shipping. And then to see him used on the hands team and bumble it.
He got a tackle. Like they could, I mean, couldn't our friends over at Underdog just influence you a little bit? Just give you the half yard.
Yeah, exactly. Funny that it did get graded correctly. Okay,
here's the deal. Richie James is going to be stone chalk at 3,900, and Slayton will get a little bit too. So
why 9 stones here after like Hodgins has been really outplaying him?
Because Hodgins is 5,000 and Richie James is 3,900.
4,900. We're rolling back prices, huh?
What in Biden's America, dude? Inflation. So who is the cheap guy who beats him? Is it one of the Bills guys? Is it
Gallup?
Gallup, yeah. Is it I guess maybe theoretically.
T.Y. Hilton's usage, man.
I was going to say theoretically Valdes-Scantling is like alive to catch a 70-yard touchdown pass, but I'll believe that shit when I see it. It just feels like it's never going to happen. Tony is 4,100. Zay Jones is 4,700. Marvin Jones is 3,600. He did have six targets in the touchdown last week. I mean, we're just talking about you got to beat Richie James at that cheap wide receiver slot.
T.Y. Hilton. In the slot, 3,200.
I didn't check his snap count yet.
It looked like he was out there in some.
Trending up.
Noah Brown played 38%. Hilton.
Hilton ran more routes than Brown.
Yeah.
19 of 37 for Hilton. It's not that bad for a cheap.
Yeah, especially if they're going to be coming from behind. So Tuttle, here's where you get the.
How dare Easy bring up Sky Moore at a time like this? This is the NFL playoffs. We're not doing it.
He might not even be active.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are doing the same thing they did with Lenny, where they rested him the entire season to get him ready for the playoffs. I think Sky's about to be unleashed.
No, I actually, unironically, I think you could probably play spray and pray a little bit with Justin Watson this weekend. He only has 15 catches on the year, but he's got an 8 out of like 900. So he could get there on one play.
Can we get a Tuttle terrible take? Or is it too early for that?
It's pretty early.
The salaries came out 2 hours ago. Like,
we got 9 minutes until the show's over. So it's
Gosh. Apparently, the way you guys reacted, apparently ETN's the terrible take. Oh, I actually do. Yeah. I actually do have one. I was messing around with it. I don't think you can realistically do it. So I'm just going to say I'm going to put on my sports betting hat, even though I don't live in a legal sports betting state.
You know it's a good, terrible take if he has to qualify it this much.
This is quite the preface. All right, go.
Anytime touchdown, Noah Gray.
Yeah,
good one, right?
Chiefs player?
How about this? If you had to guess who's fifth on the Kansas City Chiefs in receptions, how many names would you have guessed before you got to Noah Gray?
Probably all the other wide receivers they have.
Noah Gray was the skeleton key to winning the Mitten 2, 3, and 4 by taking him in the 10th round.
I mean, Tuttle filibustered so much that Devin had enough time to get a scrolling reveal for it.
Well, it's because I legitimately was like, oh, this could be fun. Maybe we can mess around and try to build some Noah Gray lineups. And I did that. And he's just like, he's $500 cheaper than Bellinger. And some of these Hurst is only 700 more. I guess if you're doing it, I just brought up FanDuel. If they don't cancel their slate, still not a huge discount there, but at least like he's 4,300 there. So that's under the floor pricing of receivers. So I could see that potentially working out.
Can someone give me the TLDR on the FanDuel cancel slate? I know they canceled their MMA slate, but like what was their logic for canceling the NFL slate?
NBA
they were supposedly having technical issues, which I believe they actually were. I believe
that. That's not a stretch.
Yeah. See, I don't think the conspiracy is that they canceled it because there was too much overlay, which I thought was bullshit at first. But then they also canceled last night's slates that were apparently overlaying.
Aren't they like legally not allowed to do that once they guarantee?
Yeah, there's a lawsuit coming potentially. Well, I would say that stuff.
Is John Proctor heading up the lawsuit?
I mean, I would assume that they have enough language in their terms and conditions that like basically allows them to do it. Otherwise, they would have not done it.
Sure.
Real quick, I just want to circle back and pour some gasoline on the Noah Gray terrible take. Yeah. He's had one game this season where he had double digit DraftKings points. That opponent, Jacksonville, in week 10. Go. Noah Gray, boom. DVP,
oh, yeah.
Baby.
What did ETN do that game? Because I'm now remembering that game. Jacksonville beat Kansas City, and it was a low-scoring game, right?
Let me pull up the box score, well, Dave.
Wrong. I have a feeling David has actually looked at this.
No, I haven't.
He didn't do that game.
The Chiefs won by 10.
Okay.
In that game.
It actually looks like ETN had his most receptions of the season in that game.
What, three?
You've been hoisted by your own petard,
no,
David.
He's had three like 9 times.
Is that still not as most, though?
Still technically the most.
Yeah, still technically the most.
T-most. No, it was the Colts that beat the Chiefs. That's what I was thinking of in a low-scoring game. How bad does that look now? Woo. All right. Leave a comment.
Why did David just say the Jaguars beat the Chiefs in the regular season?
I just told you. I got it confused with the Colts. I knew that a bad team had beaten them.
Low blow, man.
And it was a low scoring game. And so I was going to ask
this is a good sports bet. How many punts do the Chiefs fumble in this game? Line set at 1.5. The over big juiced. Do you dare take the under? They better just fair catch.
Yeah, I don't. Are we giving serious answers to that, or is just?
I can't. I'm going to lose my mind if they lose to the Bills in the conference championship because they can't figure out how to freaking field a punt.
Like the show and subscribe. We got to get to 5K by the Super Bowl.
Road to 10K.
No, we're still on the road to 10K. All I know is
we got to get to 5.
Off season. It'll pick up in off season.
Totally. We have done pretty well, honestly, to get to almost 5K with the content that Davis has been putting out this year. I mean, I feel like Pete taking some time off, like we've done pretty well, all considering. Last week's comments, one of the funniest shows out there, always a good time. Pete's Burner, Ken Lanigan says, Pete is one of the funniest man alive, LOL. And then Close Your Eyes, Pat, Kitch on an absolute heater. Guess I shouldn't expect anything less from the man who took approximately 150th place out of 800,000. Pat may have 2 million, but Dave has the experience that only you can gain from living a little. That
was read Skangy Skang's comment.
That's like a...
What a log, low energy, low T intro.
Low T intro. I definitely gave that a thumbs down. Do you do that, Pete, in your own channel? Like, if someone said, like, neg something, you give it a thumbs down?
No, I just hide them from the channel so no one could see anything negative ever said about me.
Never. All right. Final thoughts. Davis, start with you.
I mean, just ride 4% on Devonta Smith to the promised land and just pray for the mental health of all Chiefs, Bengals, and Bills fans, because this is going to be, it's not going to be very fun next 15 days for them.
Okay. Tuttle?
Noah Gray, anytime touchdown.
Peter?
Yeah, I don't know how we went through the whole show without mentioning Miles Sanders, but Miles Sanders at 5,700 looks pretty nice to me, guys.
Hashtag dad brain. You've got a whole slew of excuses now. Tuttle can tell you can use them. Davis has tried to use them without being a dad yet, and they don't fly quite as high. Davis told us one time that he did have a kid. Tried to get us to believe he did have a kid.
Terrence.
I don't know why you say try. You guys both bought it.
I did not believe.
I thought for sure
that you had a kid. I did not buy it. So, all right. Thanks to Devin for going out of his way. He's not really supposed to be producing the show, and he's got a lot on his plate. But because of Pete's request, he is producing the show. So, shout out to him for going above and beyond. And shout out to everyone that's still paying attention, listening, liking, subscribing, hanging out with us. We'll see you next week here on the Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com. Peace.